This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Livtensity. Active ingredient, mirabevir. This leaflet provides important information about taking Livtensity. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Livtensity. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Livtensity? Livtensity contains the active ingredient mirabevir. Livtensity is an antiviral prescription medicine used for treating adults who have had an organ or bone marrow transplant and developed ACMV, cytomegalovirus infection. Livtensity is used to treat CMV infection and disease in adults. CMV is a common virus in many people that does not show any symptoms. Normally, CMV stays in their body and it does not hurt them. However, if your immune system is weak, after you get an organ or bone marrow transplant, you may be at high risk of becoming ill from CMV. What should I know before I take Livtensity? Warnings. Do not take Livtensity if you are allergic to mirabevir or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You take either of these medicines, ganciclovir, valganciclovir. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known if Livtensity will harm your unborn baby. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Livtensity passes into your breast milk. Children and adolescents. Livtensity is not for use in children and adolescents under 18 years old. This is because Livtensity has not been tested in this age group. Warnings and precautions. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist before taking Livtensity with cyclosporin, tacrolimus, sirolimus, and everolimus. Additional blood tests may be needed to check the blood levels of these medicines. High levels of these medicines may cause serious side effects. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Livtensity and affect how it works. Some examples include cyclosporin, tacrolimus, sirolimus, and everolimus are used to prevent transplant rejection. Rifapentin, rifampicin are for mycobacterial infections. Street. John's Wort, Hypericum perforatum are a herbal product. Statins such as atorvastatin, fluvastatin, rosuvastatin, simvastatin are for high cholesterol. Carbamazepine, phenobarbital, phenytoin are for fits or seizures. Antacid, aluminium, and magnesium hydroxide oral suspension are acid-reducing medicine. Famotidine, omeprazole, or pantoprazole are acid-reducing medicine. Digoxin are heart medicine. Erythromycin are antibiotic. Sulfasalazine are anti-inflammatory. Ketoconazole and voriconazole are for fungal infections. Diltiazem are heart medicine. Dextromethorphan are cough medicine. Warfarin are anticoagulant. Oral contraceptive steroids are for birth control. Midazolam are used as a sedative. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Livtensity. Your doctor may have to change the dose of your other medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Livtensity. How do I take Livtensity? How much to take? Follow the instructions provided and take Livtensity until your doctor tells you to stop. The recommended dose is 400 mg twice a day. That means you take 2 tablets of Livtensity 200 mg in the morning and another 2 tablets of 200 mg in the evening. When to take Livtensity? Livtensity can be taken with or without food. How to take Livtensity? You can take Livtensity as whole, dispersed, or crushed tablets by mouth, or as dispersed tablets through nasogastric or feeding tubes, French size 10 or larger. The mixture will have a bitter taste. The tablets will not be completely dissolved in the mixture. The mixture may be prepared ahead of time and stored at room temperature for up to 8 hours. Oral administration of dispersed tablets. 1. Place 2 tablets, 400 mg into a suitable container. Tablets can be crushed into finer particles in the container, and add 30 ml of drinking water. Other liquids have not been tested to make a mixture. 2. Stir, or swirl the container gently to keep the particles in suspension and administer the mixture before the particles settle. 3. Rinse the container with 15 ml of drinking water and administer the rinsing water. 4. Repeat step 3, until no particles are left in the container by visual confirmation. If your healthcare provider tells you to take 800 mg, then place 4 tablets into 60 ml of drinking water to make the mixture. If your healthcare provider tells you to take 1200 mg, then place 6 tablets into 90 ml of drinking water to make a mixture. Follow the steps 2 to 4 as above. Nasogastric, NG, or orogastric, OG tube administration of dispersed tablets. 1. Remove the plunger out of a 50 or 60 ml syringe. Add 2 tablets, 400 mg into the syringe body and place the plunger back in the syringe. 2. Withdraw 30 ml of drinking water into the syringe and hold the syringe with the tip pointing upward. Pull the plunger further to a high volume position to have some air space in the syringe. Shake the syringe well, careful not to spill the contents for about 30 to 45 seconds, or until the tablets are mixed well. 3. Once the tablets are mixed well in the syringe, attach the syringe to the NG, or OG tube, and give the mixture all at once before it settles. 4. Withdraw 15 ml of water using the same syringe, and flush through the same NG, or OG tube. 5. Repeat step 4, and make sure no particles are left in the syringe by visually checking. If particles remain, repeat step 4. If your healthcare provider tells you to take 800 mg, repeat steps 1 to 5 2 times. If your healthcare provider tells you to take 1200 mg, repeat steps 1 to 5 3 times. The same syringe, NG, or OG tube can be used. If you forget to take lift density, it is important that you do not miss or skip doses of lift density. If you miss your dose, take it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much lift density, if you think that you have taken too much lift density, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Liftensity? Things you should do. Liftensity tablets should be taken regularly at the same time each day. Know the medicines you take. Keep a list of medicines and show it to your doctor and/pharmacist when you get a new medicine. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine suddenly. Do not start or stop taking another medicine without telling your doctor first. Driving or using machines. Liftensity has no influence on your ability to drive or use machines. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Changes in taste. Low levels of red blood cells, shown in blood tests. This may make you feel tired or look pale. Anemia. Nausea, or feeling sick, vomiting, tiredness, diarrhea, headache, loss of appetite, weight loss, stomach, upper abdominal pain, cramps, or muscle weakness, low levels of potassium, or magnesium, shown in blood tests, which may cause some of the symptoms above, fever, or high temperature. What to do? This common side effect goes away once you're off the drug. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. The dose of some medicines you take to prevent transplant rejection may need to be adjusted while you take Livtencity. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Low levels of white blood cells, shown in blood tests. The symptoms may include high fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Swelling of hands, ankles, or feet. High blood pressure. Kidney problems. This may make you urinate more or less than usual. Swollen feet. Feeling tight or weak. Muscle cramps. Back pain. Drowsiness. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Livtencity contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Mirabevir. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Tablet core. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Sodium starch glycolate. Film coating. Brilliant Blue FCF aluminium lake. E133. Macrogol/polyethylene glycol. Polyvinyl alcohol. Purified talc. And titanium dioxide. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Livtencity looks like. Livtencity 200 mg, Ostar 380132. Film-coated tablets are blue, oval-shaped convex debossed with SHP on one side and 620 on the other side. The tablets are available in bottles with child-resistant cap. Each bottle contains either 28 or 56 film-coated tablets. Not all pack sizes may be distributed. Who distributes Livtencity? Takeda Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. Level 39, 225 George Street. Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. Telephone 1-800-012-612. This leaflet was prepared in October 2024. Livtencity and Livtencity logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceuticals International AG. Takeda and the Takeda logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited.